Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome again to Blue Zone Wellness and Blog Talk on Blog Talk Radio. It's Sunday, August the 7th, 2011, and I am your host, Keith Henry, joining you for our Sunday evening broadcast of the week and natural news. A special welcome to all of our listeners here in the U.S. as well as all around the world, listening through on your laptop or iPod or iPad or smartphone or whatever it may be that you're listening to us on. We thank you for tuning in, and we have a great show in store for you this evening. We're awaiting Dr. Orit Morgan to call in as we prepare to go into our discussion this evening. This evening we'll be looking at three articles, as usual. We'll be looking at one dealing with the secret research on perhaps the most powerful single vitamin. We spoke about it before, but there's some interesting things happening behind the scenes that we think you would be interested in knowing about, and we think would be interesting topic in discussing and analyzing. We also want to look at the secret coating, if you will, that's on the candy that you may be eating or even the pills that you may be taking. The secret coating. And finally, we're going to talk about some of the hidden dangers of CT scans. You know, we're going to go into why you should not take CT scans unless it's absolutely, absolutely necessary. And if you can at all avoid taking CT scans, you would be the better off for it. Again, this is Keith Henry, your host, here on Blog Talk Radio at Blue Zone Wellness. We hope that you will enjoy the show. We're looking forward for it. And for you being here listening to us and joining us, if you wish, if you would like to call in at some point during the show, you can do that at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. You can also visit us on chat. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. That's blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. We will be right back after these brief messages to get the show started.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
Welcome once again to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry, ND. Thank you for tuning in for today's show. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. We're glad to have you as our special guest, and we thank you once again for tuning in to Blue Zone Wellness on Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Keith Henry. We're still waiting on Dr. Morgan to call in, but what we'll do is we'll go ahead And we'll get started on our first article, and we will, as soon as he call in, we will bring him in here, and he will join the discussion. Again, feel free to join us on the chat at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. Or if you have a question or a comment, you can call in at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. Now let's look at the first article here. It was found, comes off of naturalnews.com. Interesting article that came out this week. And the article talked about an interesting insect, if you will, that a particular substance is secreted from, and we use, or I guess the companies use, some of the companies use this particular substance that's secreted from this insect, and they put it on chewing gum, shampoo, even our peels. Let me read some of the article here for you, so you can hear a little bit for yourself. Okay, the article again was from Natural News, and it says, quote, confectioner's glaze, also called pharmaceutical glaze, resinous glaze, pure food glaze, and natural glaze, is a common ingredient in candies and peels. By any name, it's the same. The ingredient is shellac, the chemical sold in hardware stores used for sealing and varnishing wood floors. Check the ingredients of any over-the-counter drugs you may own, too. It's a common ingredient in children's medicines and even in some children's frozen foods. Shellac is actually a chemical secreted by female lac bugs, a type of scale insect. They create shellac in order to form sheltering tunnels as they travel along the outside of trees. It is extracted for individual use by scraping bark, bugs, and tunnels off of trees in Asian forests and into canvas tubes. The tubes are then heated over a flame until the shellac melts and seeps out of the canvas, after which it is dried into flakes for sale. Before use in food or as varnish, the shellac must be redissolved or denatured alcohol. Finally, the article goes on to say that the FDA classifies shellac as GRAS, or generally recognized as safe. Instead, they should probably classify it as Betelgeuse. Shellac is also used in shampoo, lipstick, hairspray, chewing gum, and coffee beans. Before vinyl records came along in the 1940s, records were pressed out of shellac. Common candies containing shellac include Hershey's, Milk Duds, and Skittles. Sold in the U.S. and the U.K. only, as U.S. Skittles do not contain shellac. Interesting. So here we read an interesting article at naturalnews.com, and it spells out that they are using essentially Betelgeuse, or a substance secreted by the female beetle called lac, and they are putting this in substances such as shampoo and lipstick and hairspray, chewing gum, and coffee beans. And the FDA classifies it as generally recognized as safe. I bet you didn't know that you were consuming Betelgeuse when you were chewing that chewing gum or putting the lipstick on your lips or eating Skittles if you're in the UK. But sure enough, also eating Hershey's Milk Duds. And so here they are putting, again, we've talked about these things here on this show before, where there are certain things being placed into foods that the general public are not aware of. And this is one of the reasons for this show, is to try and help educate you so that you can make more informed decisions. We realize that many people go about their work here and there and may not have as much time to investigate as those of us who are actually in the field do. Not that we have a lot of time, but we have to try to stay up on some of the things that are going on. And so this is just the first article we thought would be interesting for you to hear and to just think about it, that this chemical or this ingredient, shellac, also called pharmaceutical glaze or confectioner's glaze, is a common ingredient also in candies and pills. And according to the article, it's probably on most of the pills that you take. Again, it's also a common ingredient in children's medicines, also in some of the children's frozen foods. And again, I want to remind you that the article also says that, quote, by any name, it's the same ingredient as shellac, the chemical sold in hardwood stores that's used for sealing and varnishing wood floors. Now, just think about this for a minute. Can we actually, no matter what the FDA says, assume that something that's used on hardwood floors can be consumed by us, especially on a consistent basis, and it not have any negative effects on our health? Just think about that for a second. I would tend to think that it's probably being quite disingenuous to say that and to give other people the idea that these things are safe, especially over a long period of time. Now, again, if you're listening in, you can call us with a comment or a question at 917-889-2207 here at Blue Zone Wellness on Blog Talk Radio. That's 917-889-2207. You can also go, we have the chat room open. You can visit the chat at blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. Now, let's go on. What we'll do is, again, we're still waiting for Dr. Morgan to call in. What we'll do is we'll go on to our next article, because the last one we want to spend some time on. This next article is a very interesting article. And it's found at Mercola.com. It came out this week. And it's entitled, Lung Cancer Scans Can Be Unreliable. Lung cancer scans can be unreliable. And the sources for this article were taken from Reuters and as well as from the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And the Reuters, and these were the sources for the article, and it was written by Dr. Mercola. And the article pointed out, and it's very, very interesting. This is very interesting and very important. So I'd like for you to pay very close attention. The article points out that lung cancer scans can be very unreliable. I'm going to go ahead and read some segments out of it, and then we're going to discuss it before we get into it. Now, it says that evidence suggests that CT scans to measure lung tumors can be unreliable. This could potentially lead patients and doctors to believe the cancer is growing when it's not. A new study found that changes of up to 10% can happen simply as a result of the inherent variability of CT imaging. According to Reuters, the study is the first to test how reliable lung cancer scans are. Work that's long overdue, experts say, because CT scans have already become the gold standard for measuring cancer growth and treatment response. Now, I'm going to let that be the lead-off as we prepare to go into this article. And I think you'll be quite surprised as we go into some of the statistics of the study. And you'll find out why, if, in fact, you are required or if you are suggested to get a CT scan, you need to only take it if just absolutely necessary. And you should take them as least frequent as possible. Now, we thank you for listening in. I am your host, Keith Henry, and we will be right back after this brief message.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? Hello. The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, Sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Morgan?
Yeah, I'm speaking.
Welcome in. We're back from our last commercial. Again, listeners, we have Dr. Morgan joining us now. And we thank you for coming in today. And how's your day going today, Dr. Morgan?
Oh, a little bit hectic, but I've been coping. Sorry to be late. I was on the road and I forgot my phone.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay.
You know, it's so funny that we, if we're out without our phone these days, we feel empty. 10, 20 years ago, it was just normal to be out on the road without your cell phone because there was no cell phone.
That's true. And it's interesting when we think about that, this is one of the reasons that we've chosen as a medium to reach our listeners, the internet, because, you know, now we can reach people who are sitting in airports, surfing the web. We can reach with their smartphones, or if they're on a laptop, or if they're wherever they may be. It's a medium now, and like most people, you're right. When they leave home, if they don't have, it's like grabbing their car keys. If they don't have their phone, it's like, oh, I feel empty. And the article, the first article, it was a really brief, short one, Dr. Morgan, is I was basically telling the listeners about an article that came out this week. And the article basically talked about how there's a substance called shellac, or they call it confectioner's glaze or pharmaceutical glaze. And it was a brief article, and the article talked about how, by any name, it's the same ingredient as shellac, and the chemical is sold in hardware stores, and it's used for sealing and varnishing wood floors. And the article went on to talk about how, just to put us on notice, that this substance is taken from a beetle, a female beetle. It's secreted by a female beetle, and it's called lac, or they call them lac bugs. And it's a type of scale insect, and it's an Asian beetle, pretty much. And once they extract it, they use this basically a coating, and it's classified by the FDA as a GRAS, or as a generally recognized as safe substance. And this substance is found in shampoo and lipstick, hairspray, chewing gum, coffee beans, Hershey's Milk Duds, and the Skittles that are sold in the UK, not the Skittles that are sold in the US. And so the point I was trying to make to the readers is that if they're taking a substance, which is essentially the same substance that is used in hardware stores, used for sealing and varnishing wood floors, and yet at the same time giving us the idea to believe that if it's eaten consistently over a long period of time, that it won't do some type of harm or damage to the body, that's just simply being disingenuous.
I agree.
And
I agree very much. Go ahead.
And that was it was just a brief article, but the main article that I just mentioned, I gave a lead into just before we went to the break, was a new study came out also this week that talked about lung cancer scans can be unreliable.
Now, before you go on to that, may I ask you just to give me a minute while you're on that same issue of, you know, what they put. It would be surprising, you know, what they put in, like, the lipstick and most
right.
of what you mentioned, except for the coffee, you know, are not things, because we don't put lipstick inside our bodies, but sure enough, as you mentioned, that they put that stuff in coffee and in other things. Now, I'd just like to mention some of the things that they put in ice cream, if you don't mind.
Help yourself, help yourself.
All right. You know, most of us like ice cream, and myself and my whole family, you know, we like ice cream. I don't want to say we like. We love ice cream. And I remember my days of going to, like, 31 Flavor, Dr. Henry, and especially on the weekend, I would pile up. You know, this was some 20-something years ago, maybe like almost some 25 years ago. But I love ice cream. In every society, ice cream is eaten. And
right.
It's eaten from the baby to the most senior person, you know, in life, you know, except for a few who don't like ice cream. But many people shy away from ice cream these days, not the vast majority, just a fraction, because it's dairy-based. Some of them are lactose intolerant, and I think all of us are once we
right.
get to adulthood, you know,
right.
and other factors. But you know, we can remember the days when people would get in their backyard and they would take out their ice cream maker and they would crank it up and they would put in their milk and sugar, you know, and stabilizer and stuff like that, and they would come out with a delicious tasting ice cream. However,
right.
Today, it's not that way. You know, it says in the, I'll just read an article which says, in the olden days when ice cream was made of old egg, milk and sugar, and laboriously cranked in the farm freezer, the serving of ice cream was only an occasional family treat. You know, it wasn't something people eat every day.
Right.
However, today, you may be treating your family to poison. Ice cream manufacturers are not required by law to list the additives used in the manufacture of their product. Consequently, today, most ice creams are synthetic from start to finish. Analysis has shown the following. Diethyl glycol. This is a chemical used in ice cream. It is a cheap chemical that is used as an emulsifier instead of eggs. Diethyl glycol is used in antifreeze and in paint removers.
Hmm.
Piperona. It is used in place of vanilla. This is a chemical used to kill lice. So I don't
wow.
know if on the inside of us we have a lot of lice that they are trying to kill. Aldehyde C17. It is used to flavor cherry ice cream. It is a flammable liquid, which is also used in aniline dyes and rubber cement. It is also used in margarine. Ethyl acetate. This is used to give ice cream a pineapple flavor. So many times we think we're really, when we eat some ice cream that tastes like pineapple, we think, well, oh, I'm enjoying it, some pineapple juice or a piece of pineapple. No way. It is also used as a cleaner for leather and textile, and its vapor have been known to cause chronic lung, liver, and heart damages. Butyraldehyde. It is used in nut-flavored ice cream and is one of the ingredients of rubber cement, amyl acetate. This is used for its banana flavor. It is also used as an oil solvent. And last, benzyl acetate. It is used for its strawberry flavor. It's nitrate. It's a nitrate and nitrite solvent. And we know that nitrate and nitrite solvent are cancer-causing. Now, these are just a few of the additives that are used in ice cream. However, so the next time you are tempted by a luscious-looking banana split sundae, think of it as a mixture of antifreeze, oil paint, and nitrate solvent, leather cleaner, and lice killer, and you won't find it all that appetizing at all.
I would suggest, Dr. Morey, that the next time a person gazes upon that luscious ice cream sundae, that they contact Dr. Morgan for some of his vegan ice cream. We won't have to worry about all of these chemicals and things that they are putting into the. And you know, and we've talked about this before. Even though I'm an advocate of the less government involvement as possible. At the same time, the government should require them, just by being fair, to at least place what they're putting in there on their label, so that the people can at least make an informed decision whether or not they want to consume what it is that they're eating. Now, if they know that these things are in there and they still choose to eat it, then fair enough. But
I agree with you, Dr. Henry.
And so I think that's it's unfortunate. And I don't know, and this is just since we're talking about this, just in passing, before we go into the next article, I posted a brief article on my blog earlier this week. I think it was Thursday or Friday. An article entitled "Do Hot Dogs Cause Cancer?" And it was based upon a new study that just also came out this week, talking about that eating hot dogs. Could they increase the risk of cancer and in some cancers significantly? And women, I think it was up to 27% in breast cancer by eating them on a regular basis. And so, you know, we as being naturopathic practitioners, we don't find this surprising, because these are the things that we've known for years and have preached and taught and suggested or recommended for years. And so when these studies come out, it's just confirming the things that we have suggested and recommended and taught all along the way anyway.
Dr. Henry, you're so right. Let me ask you something. What are hot dogs mainly made from? What is it mainly made from?
Would you go ahead and tell our audience,
right. Doctor? Okay. Now, we know hot dog is made from primarily beef, right?
Right.
And okay. Now, we know from studies that beef has cancer cells in it. Our
right.
human body, even though as clean as and as hygienic as we try to be and strive to be, our bodies still produce thousands of cancer cells a day. The reason
right.
we don't have cancer, most of us, is because our immune system, primarily our white blood cells, are killing most of them so they don't get to aggregate or take over the blood. And so we wash everything we eat, so to speak, and very hygienic and sanitary in our lifestyle. And if our bodies can produce so much cancer cells, just imagine the cow that doesn't wash its food, nor the hog that doesn't, the pig that doesn't wash its food either. Just imagine how much cancer cells they are producing. Right? So when we eat hot dog, we're actually adding, beef or pork, we're actually adding cancer cells to our body, plus a lot of toxins that cause the buildup of cancer cells. Now, I will say there is less risk overall in eating pork or beef than eating hot dog. And why? Because hot dog is made from any leftover, anything.
That's true.
Right? It's grounded up, right? And other things added to it, and then preservatives and additives are put on it so that people will grab.
And I think we're losing Dr. Morgan there, and he's still connected, we can see here, but perhaps we'll have him back in a second. But as he was saying, it's true that the hot dog is a mixture, a combination, if you will, of all. In fact, I suspect even the ones who mix it together are not totally aware of what all that they put in there. And here we have Dr. Morgan is trying to call back in. Let's see if we can get him. Are you back on, Dr. Morgan?
Yes, Dr.
Okay.
Henry. Sorry
okay.
about that. My phone just went dead on me. Anyhow, I'm saying you and I wouldn't need any studies to convince us that something that is made from something that causes cancer evidently must cause cancer in the body also.
It's true. That's so true. And it's amazing that how, and we've talked about this before, when it comes to our appetite, when it comes to our things that are desirous to us to put into our mouths, we sometimes tend to suspend our reasoning capabilities. And when we do that, we tend not to want to accept reality. Some of these things, you know, are honestly somewhat common sense. But, you know, when we have things, you know, people, you know, then we begin to say, well, you know, I have to die of something and, you know, all manner of excuses. But at the end of the day, as you and I both see, people say these things, but when they are diagnosed with some serious illness and they come in to see us, and granted, you know, we in our profession, we have a lot of compassion for these people. But we hear a totally different tune when the reality of sickness sets in or serious illness sets in. You don't see people. People don't come in then and tell you, well, you know, I have to die from something anyway, so I might as well eat it. No, they sing a totally different tune when the reality of the sickness hits. So we're suggesting, and one of the reasons for this show is that, as I said earlier, that the people would be educated and that you will know now and that hopefully you will, with the information that is discussed here, you will make decisions that are steeped in your God-given reason and intelligence and not decisions that are based on simply, well, I like it, it tastes good. Because remember that there are many, many alternatives, and alternatives that are very tasty and delicious. So the creator now has given you an alternative to where you don't really have to give up the taste anymore. And so if you're listening in, wherever you may be listening from, and if you want to call in and make a comment or ask a question, you can call in at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. We're also here. We have the chat room open. You can chat at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. That's blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. We'll be right back after this quick message.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. This is Keith Henry, and also with me, Dr. Aurette Morgan, again here on our Sunday afternoon edition of the Week in Natural News. We thank you for joining us. Again, if you need to or you would like to call in with a question or a comment, you can comment. You can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. Or you can also visit us in our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. We're back, and this is myself and Dr. Morgan. And Dr. Morgan, the next article is very interesting, and it ties in with the last article as well. But this particular article that came out this week, and I gave the intro to it earlier just before you came on, and it was written by Dr. Mercola, and he uses a couple of sources in the Journal of Clinical Oncology and Reuters. And the article pointed out that a new study has found that changes, let me back up, it says evidence suggests that CT scans to measure lung tumors can be unreliable. This could potentially lead patients and doctors to believe the cancer is growing when it's not. A new study found that changes of up to 10% can happen simply as a result of the inherent variability of CT imaging. According to Reuters, the study is the first to test how reliable lung cancer scans are. Work that's long overdue, experts say, because CT scans have already become the gold standard for measuring cancer growth and treatment response. And it's interesting when you look deeply into this article, it was some things that were amazing to me. And I'll go through and take a couple of blocks and we can discuss them. But it says here that Dr. Mercola goes on to say in the article, he says, it's important, and I'm quoting now, to understand that many medical procedures are not an exact science, and this includes CT scans used to measure cancer growth. In the case of CT scans for lung cancer, this new study showed that radiologists reviewing images of the same patient taken just minutes apart found substantial changes in the tumors, in some cases noting that they had gotten up to 31% bigger or 23% smaller. And in about 3% of the cases, the growth appeared significant enough that disease progression would be diagnosed, which would undoubtedly impact the person's future course of treatment, not to mention their state of mind. As the study's lead author pointed out in Reuters, changes of up to 10% can happen simply because of expected variations in the imaging test, which is a large discrepancy considering many oncologists rely on these tests to make treatment decisions. Further, what this means is that the lung cancer patients may be exposing themselves to the risk of the CT scan for nothing, as if the test result is unreliable, indicating a tumor has grown when it really has not, or vice versa, the test was a waste. And we can stop there. I go on, later on in the article, it points out how the CT scan it subjects you to 100 times the radiation of a chest x-ray. And so it's interesting to me that in doing this study, they found out that radiologists reviewing the images of the same patient taken just minutes apart found the changes so substantial that in some cases the tumor had gotten 31% bigger, and in other cases 23% smaller in just a matter of minutes.
You know, Dr. Henry, what bothers me when I hear these things is to know the implicit trust, the godlike trust that most people put in the medical profession. In other words, most doctors are seen as not to be questioned. And what you just read disturbs me from many angles, because I always wonder why many of the times these results, why do they generally occur in favor of the doctor or the drug companies? In other words, the report did not say, well, it underestimates the growth in the cancer or the development in the cancer. It overestimates it. So that means it's more likely for the doctor to say, well, you know, we need to do chemotherapy, or we need to do this, or we need to do that, when in many times the patient doesn't need that.
That's true. That's true.
Right? So in other words, what it is telling me that it is influencing the use of drugs, you know, whether you are radiation therapy, you know, or surgery and these things, when in many cases it's not necessary. And that's bothersome to me. And why? Because of the trust that we, on a whole as a society, put in our doctors. You know something? Generally, someone comes to you and I, they want to question us, and rightly so.
Right.
And every person should question their doctor, because doctors are not God. We doctors are not God. Right. However, many a times people go to the conventional doctor, and just because the tests seem to show this or show that, they don't question it. They don't go home and research it. And so here you're pointing out a report now that is showing how erroneous some of these tests can be, but not only the tests, but we know that radiation, which we can't get away from, because if you have a basic electric appliance in your home, it gives off radiation.
True.
Right? So
true.
We're not saying that we can live in an environment that is radiation free, but we should try and avoid unnecessary exposure to radiation.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so when you look at a CT scan and knowing that, well, it's going to expose us more to radiation than if we had taken a chest x-ray, and even a chest x-ray should only be done, or any x-ray whatsoever, when it is absolutely necessary.
So true.
It's a crying shame that we put so much trust in the medical profession, right? And they are taking advantage of our trust by many a times scheduling or these tests that we undergo, right? And it's either exposing us to more radiation, or the result that is showing is not true, is a false result.
It's true. And, you know, and later on, I think it's later on in this particular article, I've read where some people who get repeated CT scans who didn't have cancer, because they went through repeated CT scans, ended up with the cancer that they didn't go in with in the first place.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, let's a case in point, right? You and I know, and our listeners know that we're listening. You know, exposing oneself to radiation unnecessarily, or not unnecessarily, but exposing oneself to radiation, right, is not good. Now, take for example mammogram. That's an exposure to radiation. You and I know that the tissues that make up the breast, a woman, especially a woman's breast, are very delicate. So delicate that we know we should not encourage, you know, anyone to hit a woman, but worse, on their breast. Because the injury done to the breast in that case can easily cause the buildup of cancer cells in that area. And
that's
breast
true.
Cancer is the leading cause of death among women who have cancer. All right. Now, here is a healthy woman, right, who eats, you know, chicken, fish, beef, you name it, and they are told, as of the age 40, to go in every year and get a mammogram. So, one, their breast is clamped in this thing. Now, you and I know that anything clamps a woman's breast or any breast, but especially a woman, injury is being done to it, Dr. Henry, right?
Yeah, right, right.
No, you know, if we tell the breast, oh, I'm just clamping you, so no danger will be done, but I'm going to hit you on the breast, right? So danger will be, damage will be done. That's ludicrous. Whether you clamp the breast or whether you hit the person on the breast, once certain impact is made on the breast, damage is done to that area. Internal damage is done. Right? So here the breast is clamped, so that damage is done, and then exposed to radiation. That's double whammy there, right? That's
yep.
Two form of injury. So this lady who eats her chicken, eats her beef and fish, and is not told, well, you know, you need to really change your diet. You need to change your lifestyle. You need to watch your stress level. Now, this year at 40, she doesn't have cancer, but her chance of developing cancer by eating chicken and fish and drinking milk, right, is greatly heightened. But you know what, Dr. Henry? For her to be undergoing a mammogram every year for the next 10 years, that is like triple,
yep.
quadruple her chance of having cancer then.
Yep.
Because
you're right.
She's still eating the things that are causing cancer. And now each time she go in to get the mammogram, her breast is being damaged. And then furthermore, exposed to radiation, which causes further damage and buildup of cancer cells. No wonder then maybe at 50, 55, she has cancer. And if that lady had not gone in for these breast exams, 9 out of 10 cases, cancer may become 65, 70. And if she changes her diet, 9 out of 10 cases, no cancer.
Exactly. And it's amazing to me that as you look at the studies over the years, I can remember looking at some studies on women being diagnosed with breast cancer maybe 10 years ago, and they were saying at that point that 84,000 women a year were being diagnosed with it, and about half of those were dying every year. And now that number has increased exceedingly. And yet we're not doing, as a people, as a society, we're not doing anything different than what we've done in this regard. But like you said, the woman hits 40. Oh, we recommend that she gets mammograms, and you know, they're not, and in general, they're not told about machines like the thermography machine that does not use radiation. It simply takes a picture. It's something that's used in natural health field, and it's even been approved amazingly by the FDA. It basically takes a picture, an infrared picture of the body, of the breast, or any area of the body where heat, and within the areas where there's a lot of heat, that indicate potential areas for inflammation in the years to come. And so that lets you know, that will let the woman know maybe 10 years in advance. And as you and I both know, Dr. Morgan, by the time cancer or a tumor is detected by a mammogram, and especially if the tumor is malignant, it's already 50 or 60 million cancer cells there by the time the
yes.
lump is detected, if not more.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, they said the earliest point at which they can detect a cancer tumor is roughly the size of a pinhead. And by then, the cancer is in the making for the past 10 years.
that's amazing to me. It really is. And interesting enough, on this article, get this part. It says, now this was not the safest study to have done, and certainly not one I would have participated in, because I am fully aware of the danger of CT scans. However, the researchers and most of the conventional medical community are oblivious to these dangers, and as a result, were able to generate this exceedingly useful data. Many people do not think twice when their physician orders a CT scan, but you need to know that this is not an innocuous test, because it exposes your body to dangerous ionizing radiation, radiation that is proven to cause cancer. In fact, the ionizing radiation used by a CT scan may cause chromosomal mutations that are often irreparable, and the effects are cumulative, meaning the more scans you receive, the worse the effects will be. It also causes DNA changes that are proven to lead to cancer. CT scans alone will cause nearly 30,000 unnecessary cancer cases, about 2% of cancer cases, which will lead to about 14,500 deaths, according to a study in the Archives of Internal Medicine. A New England Journal of Medicine study also estimated that overuse of diagnostic CT scans may cause up to 3 million excess cancers over the next 20 to 30 years. Now, you mean to tell me that, according to the research, CT scans alone will cause nearly 30,000 unnecessary cancer cases, about 2% of cancer cases, which will lead, out of those 30,000, to about 14,500 deaths, according to this study in the Archives of Internal Medicine. And then the New England Journal of Medicine says that an estimated 3 million cases of cancer will be caused simply by the CT scans over the next 20 to 30 years. Now, I don't understand how when you look at a quote benefit cost analysis, when you look at, okay, what's going to be, we know we're going to do some damage, but are the benefits going to outweigh the liabilities pretty much? And if you have they're not even treating them yet; they're just getting it diagnosed. They're just diagnosing them. So you mean to tell me that you're going to use a machine? And again, you know, the information is that this should be very, very seldomly done in extreme cases. But you're telling me that you're going to have a machine that you may not have cancer, and you're going to go through the CT scans now, and it's being used as a diagnostic tool, which may cause cancer, and then you're going to treat me with chemotherapy or radiation or surgery that could actually facilitate the spread of the cancer that you caused in the first place. Totally amazing to me.
You know, Dr. Henry, I don't think we've come far away from the days of the African witch doctor who used to mix up those vile portions and claim that the person's ailment is caused by an evil spirit in the person's body. I believe that the vile portion are here today. We are still mixing them up, only that we are not telling people that it's caused by an evil spirit. We said, well, it's caused by your genes, right? While at the same time, we refuse to recognize the fact that lifestyle is a major cause of most people's ill health.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I have to really question and said, how intelligent and how smart and how enlightened are we today, both in the medical field and those who rely on us for our service and expertise? How really advanced and smart are we today compared to those who used to go to the witch doctor hundreds of years ago?
And to top it all off, Dr. Morgan, is that the very ones who are essentially guided by the principles of, as you have rightly called it, witch doctors, in order to protect themselves from scrutiny, anyone that does not prescribe or subscribe to the monopoly over medicine that they have is painted or branded as a witch doctor or as a quack or as a, you know, I can remember in school them defining a quack, and they define a quack, the definition of a quack, who is one who pretends to medical knowledge that he does not possess. And it seems to me that if they've been trying to cure cancer for who knows how long, they've been trying to cure diabetes for who knows how long, they've been trying to cure hypertension for who knows how long, hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent. They go to school for years and years and years to learn about these diseases, and yet these diseases are costing the nation hundreds of millions, billions of dollars even, and yet I have to wonder, who are the ones that pretend to medical knowledge that they do not possess? You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. We have about 10 minutes left. If you would like to call in and make a comment or have a question, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. You can also send us a chat at blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. We'll be back right after this for the final segment on Blue Zone Wellness at Blog Talk Radio.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches, and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, Sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. This is Keith Henry, together hosting with Dr. Orit Morgan on our Sunday afternoon edition of the Week in Natural News. This is our final segment. We thank you for listening in from around the world, around the globe, wherever you may be. And we're in our final segment. We just finished in the last segment. We were talking about the ability of CT scans to cause cancer. And actually, I wanted to spend a lot more time on this last one, but time seems to get away when you're having fun. And Dr. Morgan, this last one is interesting. It was also by Dr. Morcola. It's closely associated. I remember a couple of weeks ago you talked about, a few weeks back, you talked about the efficacy of vitamin D with regard to infection. Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he has another article that he wrote in that was connected closely to the one that we just finished talking about. And interestingly enough, this article has been liked by more than 11,000 people already on Facebook. And basically, the article goes on to talk about how, first he says, quote, 10 years ago, a former New York State Assemblyman Daniel Harley wrote a scathing expose on how the Federal Drug Administration systematically shuts down the door on effective and non-toxic products, many for cancer. So the FDA is the chief agency in charge of protecting and promoting America's health and safety. But in 10 stunning true stories in his book, The Politics of Healing, Haley describes how the FDA has suppressed and banned natural health cures, 8 of them for cancer. He later wrote about two additional cancer cures that worked, which the FDA also disallowed. And he goes on to point out, quoting the former New York Assemblyman and referring to some of his research, he says, Haley brazenly called the FDA a rogue, out-of-control agency that has lied in congressional testimonies, deliberately falsified data, and destroyed evidence to prohibit cures. He says his claims mirror those of Dr. David Graham, who once worked in the FDA's Office of Drug Safety. In 2004, Dr. Graham blew the whistle on six drugs that were harming people, including Vioxx, but instead of acting on his warnings, Graham's superiors pulled him off of his job. He fought back in a PBS television special when he told how he'd been chastised at the FDA for thinking the FDA served the public. The FDA is there to serve the drug industry, Graham said, his supervisors told him. Now, we're probably going to have to finish, because this is a very long article, and some of the facts that he brings out in here are just astonishing. But let's stop there for a minute, Dr. Morgan, especially in interest of, because we're running out of time. But do you remember when Dr. Graham came out and with the big exposure in the Vioxx? Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in his and I saw many interviews and read some of the articles that were done at the time in 2004. And, you know, he said that, you know, he was under the illusion as something. This is something that you and I have talked about in the past. He was under the illusion that the FDA was there to serve the public. And he was made aware, painfully so, by his supervisors, according to him, that, quote, the FDA is there to serve the drug industry. And he needs to understand that. And if he didn't understand it, he was going to be made to understand it by losing his job.
You know, Dr. Henry, it is a sad one. We smile at it, and we, you know, it's not to make the matter light. But it's something you and I have spoken about over and over, that if people only knew, you know, exactly what you said a while ago, that if people only knew that, we wouldn't put that trust in the FDA and other entities that we believe are there to protect our health, right? It's not right there, just like Dr. Graham said, to protect, as he was painfully made aware. You know, there are some good people who work for the FDA, who work for the drug industry, and you name it. They went in there thinking that these agencies or these entities were there looking out for the best interests of the public. And in some cases, if they are private organizations like drug companies, yeah, sure, to make some money so that they can satisfy their shareholders. Right, yes, stockholders and so on. But when they get in there, like Dr. Graham, they realize that it is as far from the truth as east is from the west. That they are there for special interests, and in this case, the drug companies.
That's right. Dr. Morgan, this article is so rich, and as it goes on, and we have to finish it next week because we won't have time this week. But it goes on into talking about, as I said earlier, the purposeful suppression of natural remedies that cure cancer and prevent cancer. But instead of allowing these things on the market, they suppress them. And as we go through, I guess, because we only have like a minute and a half left, but as we go, we have to pick up, and we'll hope on the slot next week for this particular article. But this is, as we go through next week, we will see that the information is just astounding. And we're going, and now, as we mentioned last week, that the vitamin D, a lot of the drug companies now are secretly working because they found out that vitamin D is very, very effective against cancer. And now they're secretly working. There are about 1,000 drug companies right now or more that are working on it. But we only have about 45 seconds left. And I thank you again, Dr. Morgan. Time often runs so fast when we're having fun. And if it's the will of the Creator, we will be back next week at about the same time.
Thank you, Dr. Henry.
Uh-huh. And listeners, again, if you did not, if your friends or loved ones did not catch this live, They can go to blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness, and they can listen to the archive. The archive, the show will be available to download roughly about 30 to 45 minutes after the broadcast. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week, and you have a blessed week.